Introducing the new Starbucks Pairings menu, where you can get a tall brewed coffee or tea, hot or iced, paired with a croissant starting at $5, or with a breakfast sandwich starting at $6. Because at Starbucks, we know that some things are better together. Limited time offer at participating stores. Restrictions apply. Visit starbucks.com/pairings to learn more.
Thanks for listening to CarCast on Podcast One.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, and welcome to T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio Podcast, the most fun you'll ever listen to while you're folding your clothes. Now let's get this straight, this is not your average podcast. T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio is super fun, super crazy, it's pretty much an in-your-face conversation. That's the good thing about us, we don't do interviews, we do conversations. All of my guests, all of my co-hosts, we chill, we drink, we play games, we have the song of the week, we have the creative curse word of the week, as long as you're having fun as our guests. Speaking of guests, each week I'm gonna go through my whole contact list and dive headfirst into the world of music, gaming, exotic cars, tech, strippers probably, doctors probably strippers that are only stripping so they can pay for tuition to become a doctor. You never know. My wife is a certified bartender. She'll make you a drink while you're here. We'll get you drunk and make you play VR after. It's a lot going on, but that's what it's all about over here at T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio Podcast. See you soon, baby!
Hey guys, welcome to CarCast, brought to you by JB Weld. You know, JB Weld is available at jbweld.com, Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart, AutoZone, Advanced Auto Parts, O'Reilly, Amazon, Michaels, and more. And remember, JB Weld epoxy products are proudly made in the USA.
So what are we talking about in this show?
Oh, F9?
Yeah, get some F9, spoiler alert talk. Also, we'll get into the Tesla S Plaid. And Leno driving that. We'll get into some of these auction cars coming up. And first, let me tell you about Empire Covers. Nowadays, cars are designed to keep you safe on the road. But what about providing the same protection for your car off the road? Empire Covers are high-quality, affordable covers engineered to protect against rain, UV rays, tree sap. Oh, the worst. Pollen, anything that damages your vehicle for premium protection. Try the American Armor Cover, proudly made in their Kentucky factory, plus covers for RVs, boats, motorcycles, and more. Get the good covers, those cheap ones you get at the auto parts store. They just disintegrate in the sun. It's amazing how fast those things decompose. Get the good stuff. All covers come with a free multi-year warranty, free shipping, plus an extra 15% off your entire order with the promo code CARCAST. Visit empirecovers.com/CARCAST or use the promo code CARCAST at checkout. empirecovers.com. Protect what you love. Got to get on no choice, but I'm going to get it on. And welcome to CarCast. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Matt, the moderator, DeAndrea, over there.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. You guys are taking a trip, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hitting the road, going to Alaska.
Yeah, man. Looking forward to it.
That actually sounds good. Sounds fun.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. We got Fast 9 talk. We got some auction talk coming up. Got talked to Leno last night.
Yeah, that's right. You guys did a show, not necessarily together. It was just you both were booked at a club out here.
Mm-hmm.
At, where was it, Flappers?
Yeah, was it full capacity? Flappers.
What did Jay drive? Did he park something out front? A fire truck? A steam engine?
No, no, I had this conversation with the booker after the show. I have no idea what Jay drove. I parked in the Ross two-hour parking. And it's like anyone who's parked here is not going to Ross, going to get towed. And I was like, I had a little anxiety about it, but I was running late. And but I wasn't running late. But anyway, then when I was done, the booker was like walking me out. And it's like, Did you park in the headliner spot? And I go, no. And he goes, oh, we have a headliner spot. I go, yeah, all right. Did you tell Mike August that? No, I should have reached out to him and told him something. Well, then how how would I park in the headliner spot if you who are connecting with Mike and booking me and stuff do not convey to Mike, park in the headliner spot? How would I?
Yeah.
How would I know
someone,
that?
Someone
and
told
then wouldn't
me,
Jay park in the headliner
right,
spot?
Why wouldn't Jay park there? Or is there more than one? Someone told me that that Seinfeld will pull up and just park out front in the red zone.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone's like, oh, you'll get a ticket. And he'll go, I know. And just walk in. Like, that's the move. When you got that much money, like, whatever, you pay the $85, right?
Yeah, or maybe it's $45
yeah.
or whatever.
Well, in LA, it's probably
yeah, whatever
bucks.
It is.
You know, they're like, yeah, I just, that's where I park.
But I said to Jay, so we're filming something and we need a Challenger, Dodge Challenger, and Jay's got his Mango, his orange
yeah.
Dodge Challenger. And then Nate was like, can you ask Jay if we could borrow his car?
Mm-hmm.
And so we're like sitting in the green room, like, hey, Jay, can we borrow one of your cars to film something? And he's like, they always come back all messed up.
Yeah, he doesn't. It seems like he doesn't do that
right.
ever.
So I go, so I'm thinking about it, but the implication is I'm going to mess it up. We're going to mess it up. But then I said, well, what if we come over to you and we just like pull it out in the parking lot and film it that way? And he's like, nah, all right.
Yeah.
So,
because if you think about it, he must get asked all the time and he just
non-stop.
Has to do like a no. That's the stance.
Well, yeah. Jay doesn't even like his cars going to the Peterson.
That's right.
If you think about it, the Peterson, you know, as the crow flies, is 11 miles away from Jay. And Jay has one of the biggest car collections, you know, mm-hmm. in the world. And the Peterson and Jay are on pretty good terms.
Oh, yeah.
And there must have been, you know, discussions, maybe multiple discussions about, well, we should have a Jay Leno exhibit, or we should get, you know, we're doing a whole Duesenberg thing. And
yeah,
you have a
right.
bunch of Duesenbergs. Could we get your Duesenbergs over? But Jay's probably smart in that he realized that in that once you open that window, it's going to be a never-ending
yeah.
Revolving door of asks. So his thing is just like, I don't lend my cars out because they never
right.
come back in better shape than when I lent them out. And I get it. And then I said to him, you're going to Pebble Beach this year. And he's like, nah, it's too much of a hassle or whatever. And I said, why? He said he probably had about 150 garage tours that are backlogged for him.
Yeah.
Like he still has to do them. And he says whenever he goes to Pebble Beach, someone will like just come up to him and go, hey, Jay, you know, my father-in-law is like a big fan. Could we have a tour of the garage? And then they'll like walk away. Like they'll just go, can we see the garage?
Yeah.
And then that's it. Like he just besieged with people who want to see
right.
his collection. So he's like, it's too much of a hassle to walk around. But like I said, when I was at the track with him years ago, he was walking around. He was tapping people on the shoulder and stuff. So I don't know.
Yeah. But people were still coming up to him all the time. Like even, you know, when he's there. And he's always been really good about his garage tours. Like he's got a schedule. There's like, I don't know, like 2 or 3 days a week at like noon or something like that. He's got his guy and his golf cart and the tour and all the notes and the cars and the, you know, it's a whole thing. But his longtime guy that would do it, I think, had passed away.
Mm.
So he's got another guy. But the main guy that would do it more regularly. So I think there was more tours available. Now it's kind of inconvenient. I don't think he has like a guy just to do that. Someone does it, but that's not his job.
I think the thing with Jay is he's a really nice guy who doesn't like to tell the veteran
yeah.
and his young son with autism who approach him at the Quail that they cannot come by and look at his car.
Yeah.
So he always just goes, yeah, he doesn't want to say no to those people. So the reason he doesn't want to go to Pebble Beach is because he doesn't want to say no to a whole bunch of people
right,
who are going to
well,
ask him.
Look, he's got one of the best YouTube channels on the planet. Just go watch that. You want to see all the cars, leave Jay alone.
Yeah, all the cars and all of everyone else's cars as well. All right, so I'm reading here something that seems weird. It says Tesla Model S Plaid or Plaid.
Plaid.
Is that how you spell Plaid? I guess
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, it says Plaid. So there's a Tesla Model S that they made quicker than the current Model S. And
Plaid
is a Spaceballs joke when they were going into hyperspeed. And then later they're like, you know, they've gone to Plaid. And then you see, you know, the guys in the ship and they got the Plaid color because they just went faster and faster. And it gets that weird blurry thing. So Tesla made the joke out of it and they called it the Tesla Plaid. And Leno was one of the first to drive this and they got him to drag race it to see how fast it would go. So he was the first to sort of document the speed beyond Tesla. And Jay strapped on his giant helmet and I think he ran under 2 seconds, 0 to 60, and ran like a 920 something, like a 923. In a sedan?
He's in Hellcat territory there, right?
Oh, my God. With full slicks and the whole thing. This is just like street trim. I believe there's probably a video, Chris, of him just... And of course, it's quiet, right? So it's crazy. Now, Ford has their Ford Cobra Jet, which is their drag racing car they've made. You know, they make a handful, like 50 of them, and people can race them within a certain, you know, segment, certain category. And they made the Cobra Jet 1400, which is an all-electric version. And that thing's crazy because that's rear-wheel drive, big slicks on the back. It just looks like a regular door slammer drag car, but quiet, and it ran like 8 and a half second quarter miles. But there's probably a clip of Jay running
Tesla an all-wheel drive?
It's got to be all-wheel drive. There's no way it can't launch that hard.
Right.
You know, it has to be. And I think they ran it on street tires or something like that. And I assume Jay was just in street trim just running it, right? And,
well, Jay was in street denim.
Street denim. Well, they should make him a fire suit that just looks like denim, right?
Oh, man. Somebody's leaving money on the table.
Right? They should just have the Sparko Leno.
All right, and then there's the Fast 9.
Yeah, I went and saw Fast 9. Did you see it?
Yeah.
Did you take Sonny?
I did.
What was Sonny's favorite part?
I don't know. I was a little bumped by it. Like it didn't do it for me.
There's a lot of cameos throughout the movie, right? And I like that they brought Han back.
I like Han.
A little bit now. So John Cena makes it into the franchise now, and you know he was like, I want this to be the John Cena. Which is your favorite Fast movie? Oh, I like the John Cena one. It's never going to be that. It's going to be the space one, right? No one's ever going to say it's the John Cena one. They're going to be like, it's the space one. So if you haven't seen it yet, then whatever. But they take a Fiero to space.
Yeah.
and it's floating in space. And, you know, they got like, you know, like metal welded onto it. Somehow that's going to seal everything. They're in a cockpit with just like doors and weather stripping.
Yeah.
And then behind the front doors is just like the plastic louver.
Right.
Right. I was like, which somehow survived space travel. All right. So let's just say we get it. That's the gimmick. They just need to go bigger and better. The most frustrating part is, and it was fun and it's entertaining, is they're doing all this crazy stuff. You expect things to fly and explode and do whatever, but you don't expect that every time Toretto is driving his Charger and he needs to go faster, he shifts and he slams it into park because it's an automatic. And I'm like, that's not where the gear is. I don't know how you go from like first to completely forward. It looks like you're jamming it into park. That was the part where I was cringing throughout the movie. Like,
they had the NOS in outer space.
They had NOS in outer space.
And he like shifted in the gear and punched it.
Well, that was the other thing. When they were on top of the plane, so the Fiero's on top of a plane, they hit 50,000 feet, and then they hit the engines, and it shoots the Fiero to space. And Tyrese is driving it. They saw it at the wheel, like, that's going to do anything.
Yeah.
I mean, I get you're holding on for dear life, but they could have put like a handle or something just so it doesn't look like he's trying to drive a Fiero in space.
Yeah, it was a little, I don't know, it didn't draw me in like some of the other ones. I didn't care as much. I think maybe the flashback stuff was a little weird because...
Yeah, so they kind of were like, oh, it's a little bit origin story now as well, which is what everybody's doing.
Yeah, there are a few parts, and I'm pretty bad at this for a guy who is hypervigilance, but there's a few parts where, like, young Vin Diesel blames young... what's
brother Jacob, John Cena.
John Cena blames young for killing dad,
yeah,
like intentionally, because of a little info he got from prison or something, or it's like you loosen the fuel vacuum line,
right,
and then the car blows. It's also the pit stops are always funny too.
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna take my helmet off,
sit back, have a cocktail,
like, talk.
What's going on there?
Pop the hood. Like, I don't know how much hood popping I
went, and even Tammy leaned over right at the beginning. She goes, "It's a really long pit stop, don't you think?" I was like, "Yes, shh, we're in the theater."
I don't like the way everyone takes their helmet off because it takes me like 20 minutes to get my helmet off. It's a strap. You can never figure out the stupid strap under your neck.
That wasn't a pit stop. That was an intermission.
Right. They always just pull the helmet, like especially when the hot chick gets off the motorcycle. It's like the helmet just comes flying off. The hair comes down. It was interesting. It's always worth a watch. I'll probably watch it. I'll probably limit it to maybe six more viewings.
That's it. Yeah.
But I don't know. It didn't pull me in like a lot of them. I didn't exactly know what was going on the whole time. There's always that part where they have half the inductor majigger and the other person is the evil guy has the other half of the inductor majigger. We got to get, he's got to get our half and we got to get his half because whoever owns it is going to rule the world. I feel like that's fairly played out.
And it's weird because that plot line was, which was the whole crux of this mission they were on. It was kind of just lost on me. It was like, there was no real emphasis on the ramifications of them getting whatever this sphere is, this soccer ball that glows.
Right.
Like, it was fine. It was all about just how they got the team back together.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's kind of it, right? Like, I don't know, like the sense of immediate doom wasn't really there. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, no one was like, oh my God, the whole world's going to end if we don't find this glowing soccer ball. But instead they were like, I'm so angry at my brother, I gotta go get my brother.
Yeah, all right. So did Cena, did they imply Cena was trying to kill the dad? But then I was like, why?
Yeah, so
why was he trying to kill
Vin Diesel was like, you tried to kill dad, it's your fault. And then Cena later was like, no, he owed some money. He had to throw the race. I didn't know the car was going to explode. I was just trying to make the engine fail.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And now, of course, 30 years of them not talking to each other and being angry,
mm-hmm.
solved in an instant.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Solved in an instant.
Yeah.
But, I feel...
Did the young version of each guy bump you?
They did, because it seemed like in the first couple scenes, young Vin Diesel had Vin Diesel's voice. Like, mm-hmm. he dubbed the voice.
Mm.
And I was like, yeah, something's off with it, because you know what Vin Diesel looks like. You can do a little bit different voice. Like, you can have the actor, like, unless he sounds like Mike Tyson.
I'm trying to think. See, because young Vin seemed like he was 20, not 14, you know?
Yeah.
And then... So it's, you can do the young version if they're a kid. Like, there's many a movie that has pulled that off. Like, if you watch one of my favorite movies, I think is Defending Your Life. They do young Albert Brooks, mm-hmm. but he's 10. And they just get a chubby kid with curly hair, and you kind of go, oh, that's, okay, fine.
Right, right.
And in... Radio Days, maybe. I think they did like a young Woody Allen. That was, that was Seth Green. Seth Green was young Woody Allen.
Okay.
A lot of people don't know that. But there's a prepubescent version that I'll go right along with, the kids' version of it. Somehow, when you get to your first year of junior college and you're pulling off the adult –
Yeah.
There's too many features. Like, you become a man now. The guy looked exactly like the guy from The Fine Young Cannibals.
Yeah, he kind of did. It always
Find
throws
that actor and The Fine Young Cannibals lead singer. And he had a little more. Now, if they do the story of The Fine Young Cannibals,
he'd be perfectly cast for it.
That's all I kept thinking.
The and teeth
Cena
always,
too.
The teeth always throw me off. Like when you're 20-year-old throwback, mm-mm. and you're like, and all your bottom teeth are screwed up.
Right.
And then you flash the 50-year-old Vin Diesel and they're all fine. I'm like, I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that. They should have had 14-year-old Vin Diesel. They could have had kids working on the car, like Six Pack, that movie Six Pack.
Oh, man. Kenny Rogers.
Kenny Rogers.
Finest work. I do all the kids. I love all those movies. Burt Reynolds had one, too, I think, where the kids, at some point, they go, well, you know, Johnson's going to be our toughest competition. And they go, not without an intake manifold. What? You broke into his garage? as if that's how NASCAR works. Like, right. The guys show up the next morning. There's no intake manifold.
I don't know what happened.
Well, we're out of the race, boys.
Termites must have got it. Yeah. But there's the team of kids, right? They could have done that, right? Because they were supposed to be prodigies, these two, right?
Yeah. Should have gone the six-pack route. All right, let me tell you about NordVPN, public Wi-Fi. It's a hotbed of hackers, and they want to steal your data. Using NordVPN on your phone or laptop gives you peace of mind while you're traveling. Max Patty, you got some thoughts about Nord?
Yeah, so remember I got into Golden, Colorado early, so I hung out in a cafe and did a lot of work there. And I mean, I wish I had NordVPN because like there's always just a little bit of anxiety of everybody else on the network and people can see what I'm doing. And then also just being online, third parties, they have my IP address, they have all the information.
It's the new, people used to steal car stereos and now they steal your info on the internet. All right, well now you got NordVPN. Put NordVPN on up to 6 devices. Got a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to nordvpn.com/carcast or use the code CARCAST to get your 2-year plan plus a bonus gift with a huge discount. NordVPN. Fine Young Cannibals guy. Yeah, I want to see what that guy looks like in that actor. Now, I don't know how old Max Pata, how old the actor was who played.
Yeah, see, the younger version of him has that.
The young version of the Fine Young Cannibals guy and our guy would be pretty. How old was the actor who played young Vin? Yeah. It's the same dude.
It looks like the same dude.
So I was just sitting there. Now, of course, I couldn't say anything to Sonny because he didn't know.
He doesn't know. Wasn't the guy from Fine Young Cannibals also in another band? Republic something.
No, General? I don't think that guy was in that band.
So Young Dom was played by Vinnie Bennett.
Vin.
A New Zealand actor.
New Zealand?
Oh, that's why they dubbed the voice.
And he's 28 now.
Well, so he was 25 when he filmed it.
Yeah.
So he seemed a little old.
Yeah.
Wait, I think the dude from the Fine Young Cannibals may be from New Zealand or some version Australian, New Zealand. He's not American.
Now you bring it, this is what threw me off. This is what really threw me off was in the movie, this young Vin character, they gave him like the buzz cut. Like he was already losing the hair,
mm-hmm.
right? Why wouldn't young Vin have loved his huge, thick hair at the day?
Most of the guys I know who are bald now were hanging on to it as long as they could.
Yeah, like
flopping it
maybe
around.
Maybe getting long, but with the little spot in the middle, like, mm-hmm. you know, like the skullet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, why would he already be throwing in the towel at, let's say he was supposed to be 19 or 20 or 21? Obviously, they couldn't have made him 15 years old because he goes to jail. So he has mm-hmm. to be at least 18, right?
Mm-hmm.
So where's the 18-year-old version of him and the whatever, the 15-year-old or 16-year-old John Cena? Like, why does he have to be, you know, 25?
That guy's 28 now. And then the young John Cena, I wonder how old he was. Well, first we can figure out where the Fine Young Cannibals were from.
He's British.
Oh, he's British.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, again, much better for that guy than for Vin. I don't know. I like the origin story part of the whole thing. I just would have been, if I was in that writer's room, I would have been, but we can't have an adult Vin Diesel. We need an adolescent Vin Diesel. We need a 13-year-old Vin Diesel.
But then they say he wouldn't go to jail.
Well,
so you have to, some sort of juvie or tried as an adult and he's 15.
Right.
And
they'll,
because he killed the man. He beat him with
the
wrench.
Right, right. Tried as an adult. Yeah. Or some version of that. Yeah.
Also, I don't know if that was the right wrench. When you go back to the first movie and he's like, and I grabbed a wrench. And then this one, he grabbed like a, what do you call the, he had the big adjustable for the, it was more
a crescent?
Like, no, it wasn't. No, he didn't have a crescent wrench. He had,
like a monkey wrench, like a pipe wrench.
Yeah. Which you wouldn't really be using on the cars.
Sometimes you have some Galvy fittings. You have some galvanized fittings for your exhaust.
I don't know. Like, they could have just grabbed a wrench or, even a torque wrench, like a big socket or something. But instead, they grabbed the one thing you would use on a car. You'd use it underneath the sink.
Yeah, that bumped Sonny as well.
It's big and it's fun. The SpeedCore Charger tantrum was in the movie. And then the...
That was the mid-engine Charger?
No, it was when he was driving out in the nicer Charger, and it said Tantrum on the back. And then the mid-engine one, I don't know if the one in the film was the SpeedCore one, but SpeedCore also has a mid-engine one that's exactly the same. So they probably modeled it off of that car.
What is that car? It's a mid-engine Charger?
Yeah, obviously it's a big custom-made thing, and it had a Hellcat engine in it. Magnaflow.
Yeah, it's a little Hemi under glass. It's funny. Yeah. Anyone who's probably had a resto mod would probably tell you that is a bad caper car.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, what you'd probably want is just a, like a brand new bone stock Denali. Like, for doing capers.
In terms of
not overheating.
Right. This thing's so custom.
Having a fuel line pop off.
He did tell young Brian, the kid, he's like, the Charger's the best car ever. He's like, this is the most beautiful car ever made. And there was a good mix of cars.
Yes.
And I don't know how John Cena fit into a Toyota Supra, a modern-day Toyota Supra. That scene where he gets in there, and all of a sudden, he's like, he's all bunched up. I don't know how he fit in there. And then the magnet thing.
Yeah, that was the big thing.
Right. So they had these magnets, big electromagnets, and it worked in the film, but in my mind, I'm like, none of this would work. The cars they're driving are metal. Every time you turn that magnet on, what does it do to if it's that strong to pull a car through a building, what's it doing to the pistons in your engine moving up? And although you're hoping the pistons are all aluminum.
Well, they are, but the rods may not.
But what does it do to the coil, right? Like your coil or ignition system, and I kept thinking the coil's not going to survive. there's some issues.
Young John Cena actor's 25 now.
The John Cena actor?
Young John Cena.
So the young Vin Diesel and the young John Cena were both 25?
Yeah, no, one's 28.
Oh, he's 25 now.
Yeah, they're both 20s.
Yeah, all right, so that makes sense.
All right, well, some other
go see the movie.
To get
go see the movie four times.
Fun. Roman, squeaky doors, clogged sinks, finicky engines. When something breaks, you take care of it. But when something's off in the bedroom, you try not to think about it. Well, no more. Go to GetRoman.com/CarCast. Do it now for your free online evaluation. Ongoing care for ED from the comfort and privacy of your own home. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, it's sent to you free with two-day shipping. Getting started is simple. Just go to GetRoman.com/CarCast and complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving your home with Get Roman, right, Matt?
Yeah, just go to GetRoman.com/CarCast now, and you'll get $15 off your first month. It's really time to take care of your ED. And remember, get started today, and you'll save $15 on your first order of ED treatment.
All right, let's see. Jay Leno is going to try to break the record. What is the record?
I don't know what the record was.
Quarter mile. You mean, is it for a production car in a quarter mile?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But, or is it a quarter? This, yeah.
Or is it, yeah. Or is it for the Tesla, the current? Yeah, let's see what he does here.
Or
is it
1,000 feet?
Yeah, this is just him driving. I don't actually know the exact record, but I just wanted to show you guys him driving the Tesla down the quarter mile.
Here yeah, well, he's got his helmet on, so he's going
to
be...
All right, Jay, this is Franz. You're ready to go. Launch.
Here he goes.
Wow. Wow.
924.
Wow. Wow. That is quick.
And it launches hard. It's just uneventful because it's so quiet.
Yeah, he joked like he did the whole thing with air conditioning on.
Yeah, well, you probably did because the air conditioner probably just runs off another electric compressor. It wouldn't make... Yeah. It's not like you're putting load on the engine.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah, it's you not know? Like engage the compressor with off the crank.
Yeah, why would you do it?
Yeah, yeah, it's a good point.
Yeah, 1,020 horsepower, and he went 100. He hit 152 miles. Or
152 mile an hour is fast. Wow, mile time.
That is fast. And
I didn't think that car would do 152 miles an hour.
What is the? I wonder. So, is there a sticker on that car?
It starts at 131,000.
I've been seeing a lot of Teslas driving around now with the blacked out door handles. You've been seeing that?
Yeah. But you could just wrap it. You could just put a sticker on it, basically.
Oh, I guess you don't have to do it. Unnecessary.
You know, this Tesla Model S Plaid, though, it has like a yoke, like a steering wheel, like with the two handles, a little like a Knight Rider kit. Mm. And I think the way you shift it is on a touchscreen.
So it's got what we used to call sort of a butterfly steering wheel.
Yeah, yeah.
Like for drag racers. Yeah. Well, this isn't really butterfly, but it's sort of a modified dragster butterfly.
And I don't know how this is really going to work because we have a round steering wheel for the most part, right? Maybe some of them have a little bit of a squared off the bottom, a little more leg room. So you can go hand over hand, right? So you can, you know, it's 2.5 turns, whatever, lock to lock. Mm-hmm. In an airplane, for example, you don't spin the thing around. That's why you can have this butterfly wheel, this yoke, right? You can you turn left, you turn right, and you only get to about 90 degrees. This thing spins all the way around, so you can't go hand over hand. You have to grab onto corners of this butterfly. It's weird. Like, I saw some journalists, like, posting and trying to... They're like, they said it's going to be fine, and he's flopping on the thing, trying to go hand in hand and doing a three-point turn. And then on the touchscreen... It is like a slider or something for the shifter, and you see them spinning, trying to get to the thing, and then sliding to reverse and spinning back and sliding down. It looked like a mess.
Well, maybe it's not as practical as we'd like.
If you're in a rush, and arguably anyone doing a three-point turn should be, because you're blocking traffic or something, it doesn't seem ideal. I think one of the first aftermarket items is going to be a round steering wheel. It's just like, anybody wants to buy this car, get the round steering wheel. You know, when...
Probably not going to be a Pep Boys item.
Probably not going to be a Pep Boys item. You know how when Aston Martin, the new Vantage, the new V8 Vantage came out, and it had that giant, like, guppy mouth in the front, and the big scoopy, you know, in the grill. And people were like, it's cool. Don't really love it. It doesn't have a lot of Aston Martin to it. And then, like, a couple years into the production, 2 years into the production, they offered for an additional fee a trim version where you can get the more conventional Aston Martin front grille assembly, you know, front clip to make it look more like an Aston. I feel like that's the route Tesla's going to be going down. It's like, do you want the yoke?
Right.
Or do you want... A round stairwheel.
Yeah, I don't
look, if it only turned 90 degrees and 90 degrees, it'd be fine.
Right. Yeah, I imagine they do that so that when people are walking past the car, they can look in and distinguish it between a standard Tesla S. But yeah, that seems weird. It would also feel a little off-putting.
Yeah.
All right. So auctions coming up, cars coming up. Neil Peart's got his... Is he the drummer for Rush?
For Rush, yeah.
He's got all his cars going up.
I want to get through some of those. Let me hit Geico real quick. Right. Do you own your home or you rent your home? Well, you know, either way, it can be a lot of hard work. But you know what's easy? It's bundling your policies with Geico.
Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. And we know that's a good thing because you already have so much to do around your home already. So just go to geico.com and get a quote and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com. So you and I have been talking off the air about, hey, we like this time where cars are starting to show up on the websites for all the Monterey auctions. It seems like every couple of days, not all the details are up there. They're like, but here's the preview just announced. We've got this collection or this collection. Like Gooding just announced, I don't know if it's the same one we talked about a week ago or they just added a McLaren F1 that was up there, kind of that root beer color F1. And then this collection from the Rush drummer.
Yeah, we're looking at the estimates, but the estimates must not be official. Or are they official? Because I don't think they're on the web page.
Oh, well, this yet. Is a Gooding press release. So
oh, okay. Well,
I guess they do have some.
There it is. Got the Lambo S, 1.2 to 1.5. Seems a little ambitious, but, you know, could get there. Got a Maserati. It's an interesting. It's a nice collection. I don't know why he's selling it all at once. They got the Maserati Ghibli 4.9, 250 to 300. Ghiblis have always been kind of hanging around.
Yeah.
Split window Corvette.
Yeah.
150 to 180. I feel like those are moving up.
That's a small block one though. Just so keep in mind, that's a 327. That's not a big block car.
Right. Or it could definitely fetch more as a big block car.
Yeah, if that was a 427. Now, the Jaguar E-Type is interesting because anybody that drives these knows they don't stop. Mm-hmm. And they're a little rough to handle and drive. And we see them at Goodwood and, you know, they're sawing at the wheel and they're sliding. Like, there's a lot of work going on there.
Mm-hmm.
And so what he's done...
But they kick ass.
They do. So he's done a few tasteful upgrades, which I think are welcome to this community. He's got a Tremec 5-speed. He's got a lighter weight flywheel and Wilwood disc brakes and a few suspension upgrades. So if you want to drive one of these, that's a really nice one to drive right there.
There's a, speaking of the market and Japanese cars and stuff like that, one we didn't talk about is I think a 1999... Could have been a 1990, but I think it was a 99 Skyline. Nissan Skyline just sold for $333,000 bucks. What's going on? I mean,
that's
it's a
amazing.
Japanese car. Skylines were...
Was it like a time capsule car? You know, it had... Whatever,
I don't know. Max Pat will probably find it on Bring a Trailer. I don't think so, but it was interesting in that car... Skylines were expensive, and then they kind of flattened out for a long time,
yeah.
and maybe they're moving back up the ranks with some of the other Japanese cars. But the Skyline breaking 300K seemed weird to
me.
So
I know a couple people now, two people, that bought them, owned them for a little bit, and sold them. And I don't know if they sold them because they just got offered big money, or they sold them because of something with the car. Like, is it a cool car, but just too rough to drive or too expensive to maintain? Like, I don't know enough about these cars.
And Furious did something to this market as well.
Yeah. I mean, did these guys sell their cars over, you know, they owned them for like 2 years each.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a cool piece. It's just over 300K feels like a lot.
Yeah, I'm sorry. What were the miles on this car? There was 40,000 miles.
315K, sorry.
And I think they made 282 of these.
I think
scroll down a little bit more. Scroll down a little more.
Oh, 282, oh, wait, you're right.
282 examples. Well, in purple. 282 in purple.
Yeah, so it seems like they made a bunch of them.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's over 300 grand, but if you tack 5 grand on there, now you're, you know, 320, but
it's still a cool-looking car.
It is a cool-looking car, but it's kind of right-hand drives kind of showing that Japanese market, right?
Yeah.
I mean, these cars are getting up some of these Japanese cars are now at Dino Ferrari prices.
Right.
Which is unheard of X amount of years ago, right? I mean, when a...
Yeah.
When a Dino Ferrari's probably 300 to 400, maybe yeah. 325, 350. It kind of depends. Is it the chairs and flares one? Is it this example or that example? But, you know, 300, 325, whatever. When the Dino Ferraris were 250, these cars were 65 grand.
Yeah.
Supras were 25 grand.
And the Dinos have stayed where they were for many years. And
they've kind of inched up and then they flatten out for 5 years and then they inch up a little and then they flatten out. They kind of, oh, and back, here's another one for you, Max Zapata. There is a Mercedes 300 Roadster. It's white with a blue interior. It's kind of good-looking combo. But remember we were talking last episode that if you have a Mercedes 300 Roadster and you know it's just $1.1 million or $1 million to $1.1 million all day long, then why are you taking it to the auction and giving 10% to the auction house? Why not just drop it off and bring a trailer? Because if it's 1-1 and the buyer, you know, whoever's thinking about squeezing the trigger on that car understands the market. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about it. I think one just sold at Barrett Jackson Vegas for $1,050,000 or something like that. There's one on Bring a Trailer right now. It was like 1-1 and change after I checked. Like, why isn't the seller just keeping all that money? Right. And why is the buyer paying another $125,000 in premiums? Like, there's one up there, I think, Max Zapata. Yeah, there it is. I don't know how many days are left. There's four days left, and it's $100,000 more than the one that just sold at Mecum.
Yeah, Barrett.
Oh, sorry, Barrett.
Yeah.
Why not, I don't know, why not just toss it up there?
Yeah.
That's kind of my... Yeah, it's good looking, and again, if you said... to whoever's buying this car, well, remember, factor in the 10% VIG, then you have to stop at $1 million or $900,000 or whatever that is.
It's interesting because out here over on the west side of town, the auction companies are there. And as they're starting to bring in cars from, cars are going to be consigned to the auctions from Monterey. They're getting them photographed and putting them in catalogs. I start to see them around town. You start to see them driving around. And you're like, there's an SL Gullwing on the freeway. You know, two guys in it, windows rolled up, camera around their neck. Like, you know, I'm like, oh, I know where they're going. Or you'll see a truck, like a flatbed, and you'll see, you know, whatever, a Vector or something. It's something you don't normally see. And you're like, oh, that guy's probably heading to the RM office. He's going to get some photographs taken. And you get to see some interesting stuff around town.
One of the cool cars, I think Max Zapata, RM has, it's a car we never talk about, but that 81 Ferrari,
the Ferrari
512 BB, is it BBS or BB? God, what is it? 512. It is one of the examples.
It's a racing car, Chris. You'll find it.
Mm-hmm. It is an example of a car that you may not love in street trim, but being absolutely killer in race trim. It's just a killer car. These cars, there was one or two that popped up in a Monterey race of mine once or twice. They're loud. They look great. I couldn't imagine maintaining the thing. It has a flat 12, naturally aspirated, mid-engine. It's a killer piece. I don't think they did pretty well at Le Mans, but they weren't really able to beat the Porsche 935s, but they would be up, the Porsche 935 would win the GT class and the 512 Ferrari would come in second and third or something, or two 935s would win the GT class, so first and second, then the BB 512 would be third, but it's such a cool piece.
Yeah.
I mean, when you see these cars, I don't know how, I don't...
Did you find it, Chris?
I don't know. It's RM.
RM Sotheby's.
I don't know what makes a race car look right. Some of it may just be your age and you know, your demographic, but I don't know. I feel like I speak universally for all men when it comes to race cars, because whenever I spot one of these cars, I go, oh, that's a cool piece.
Yeah.
And everyone I show it to goes, oh, yeah, that's killer. But no one goes, I don't get it. I like the Bugatti with
yeah,
the open
right,
wheel.
Right.
Or, you know.
And also those front engine V12 race cars are cool looking. You know, just the big long nose kind of cars.
Yeah, but this is mid-engine, obviously.
Yeah, but it's just got, you know, it's got the long nose
style.
Yeah, it's just big. Overall it's long. But yeah this car's cool.
Yes, it is a cool-ass piece. And all the NART stuff, the North American Racing Team stuff, is cool. And John Morton, our own old friend John Morton, drove it at Le Mans 2 times, by the way. It's just a cool... It's got things going, like whenever the lights are under the plexiglass.
Yeah.
And like Frenched in.
Then you know it's done endurance races.
And right? It just always just looks cool. Good. Even the cockpit, if you show the cockpit, these beautiful blue leather seats inside of the thing that just look killer. Everything about this car is just killer. It's got to be one of the coolest 80s, early 80s racer. Gated shift, like the whole, like you're not going to go whoop up on the 935s in this car, but you'll be the only guy out there. And the sound of that flat 12 is just going to be killer.
I love some of the elements that they put in when you're like, oh, it's two-frame chassis, the interior is stripped, but they use a Ferrari gated shifter.
Yes.
Right? And then they've got the little air hose, right, to blow air on you with the vent, mm-hmm. but they put like the actual vent on the end of that flexi hose, you know, like the aluminum Ferrari vent or whatever that they have for the air. Like, it's just a cool piece.
It is a cool, cool car. It's got some Le Mans. I think it ran Le Mans twice. I think it came in like 5th and 11th or something.
Yeah, nothing really
something
much to brag about.
Something like that. But yeah. Cool. Oh no, I'm sorry. I think it had a DNF. I think it had like an 11th and then it did not finish. But it's got Le Mans history and it's really a cool piece. So if you got, you know, $3 million laying around. Let me tell you about JB Weld. JB Weld, world's strongest bond. Pros have trusted it for 50 years plus. But why not turn yourself into a pro, man, with JB Weld, a proud sponsor of our podcast. I know the owner personally. Used JB Weld yesterday. Got out... I got out some of their instant weld, like their crazy glue weld.
Yeah.
Fixed. Natalia's got some weird cosmetic whatever handle busted in half. Olga busted the handle in half and said, can you fix this? And I went out the garage, got out my JB Weld and fixed it yesterday. As a matter of fact, I've used this to fix Natalia's stuff. I use it to fix Sonny's shoe. JB Weld acquired Herculiner, the original DIY bedliner. So, if you're looking for the world's strongest truck bedliner, Herculiner has you covered. It's JB Weld, right, Matt?
Yeah, you know, JB Weld is available at jbweld.com, Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart, AutoZone, Advanced Auto Parts, O'Reilly, Amazon, Michaels, and more. And remember, JB Weld epoxy products are proudly made in the USA.
The... So they say that the Skyline GTR prices are expected to skyrocket when they hit 25 years old, which is...
4 years.
Yeah. I don't know why. I don't know. That's a little...
That's what they're saying. And also Fast and Furious helped too, but...
Yeah, I'm sure Fast and Furious helped. Yeah. And those movies are 20 years now, right? They're celebrating their 20th anniversary. Mm. We've only got like 9 more of those movies. No. one more.
Yeah.
Plus the spinoffs.
Oh, yeah. Starting to think about those spinoffs. All right. I'll be at Coots in Anchorage, Alaska, coming up with doing a live pod there and stand up as well. And then I'm going to Raleigh and Minneapolis and Royal Oak and Michigan and Kansas City, Missouri. Let's go to AdamCarolla.com for all your live shows, whatever you need. What do you got, Matt?
Follow me at moderator.com or moderator on social media, and I'll be sharing some cool stuff with you guys, cars and stuff.
So, till next time, Adam Carolla for Matt, the moderator, DeAndrea, saying keep the air in the spare and the bag in the wheel.
For the latest updates and call-in times, follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Carcast Show. If you'd like to write in, fill out the form on carcastshow.com. And don't forget to give us a nice rating on iTunes. Carcast is a Corolla Digital production and is produced by Chris Loxamana. For more information, visit carcastshow.com.
Hey movie lovers, who needs a theater when you have Pluto TV? Grab your popcorn and your streaming device because free movies are here. Pluto TV is your home for movies. Great movies are playing anytime in over 20 exclusive movie channels of action, horror, rom-coms, and more. Watch hits like Saving Private Ryan, Pretty in Pink, and Charlie's Angels all for free. No signups, no fees, no contracts. Ever. Download the free Pluto TV app on any device.
Hey Geico, do you own? Do you rent? Well, you do one or the other, right? You know, it's hard work out there. Owning, renting. You want to save some money? How about you bundle? Bundle your policies at Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle the homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you got so much to do already. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see just how much you could save at Geico. That is geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more. Every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com.